Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ginger Walker in this morning from the Give Back team with Coldwell Banker Elite. Ginger, good morning and welcome back, my friend.
Good morning, sunshine.
Every time you do that and every time I forget, and I was going to remember today. I was going to write down on my sheet here, sunshine, to remind me. And
well, you know,
got me.
You got, it's a little gray out today, and you got to just say, good morning, sunshine, no matter whether it's gray it's gloomy or it's sunny out, just to put a smile on someone's face.
You put a smile on a lot of people's face, Ginger, just because you really are always upbeat. If you go to your Facebook page, you go to the website, you are always smiling. You are involved in the community. And it just, that kind of permeates when you run into somebody who's smiling and happy.
Well, you know what? Life is good. And if you, I'm one of those people that looks at the glass like it's half full. You know, mm-hmm. Even if it's got a dribble or a drop, it's got more than nothing. And so you have to smile and be happy about that. And, you know, I think that happiness is infectious. And so if I walk down the street and I have a smile on my face and someone might look a little grumpy, they might smile back. And so, I don't know, a smile can take you a long way.
You are involved again this year with the B101.5 Carathon that benefits Children's National Hospital, and again in a big way with Dr. Bear's Closet.
Yeah, this is our fourth year. I can't believe we've been doing this 4 years.
I can't either.
I know, it's pretty cool.
Because I always tell the story, and this will be one of the radio things that always stays with me. I had just heard your name and heard about the Give Back team and how you were collecting. And we were, at that particular time, we were doing, 4 years ago, we were doing the Carathon from up at Children's National.
Yeah.
And you came in on a Friday afternoon, and they said they're going to bring everything in.
We had, so it was crazy how it all started, too, because I remember sitting down at the radio station and talking about how we could help with the Carathon part and how we could be a sponsor mm-hmm. and all that. And then seeing that, I went on the website, and I saw this thing called Dr. Bear's Closet, and I asked the question, what's going on for this? And the answer was, well, I don't know, nothing. And so that's how we ended up starting the drive. And the cool thing was that very first year, since it was sort of formalized, not formalized, we were trying to figure out what the best way to do the drive was, the bus drivers of Stafford County jumped in. They ended up, you know, racing against each other to see which bus driver could raise more stuff for the Carathon.
It was huge,
yeah,
too.
It was amazing. So we, that day that we drove up, Ted, it was like not just one car, it was a caravan of mm-hmm. like a giant van, like overflowing. We had a truck behind us overflowing. It was amazing. And every year since, it's only become better, which is awesome because this is the way that they're filling that closet for the entire year. So how cool is that? Our community is making that big of an impact.
Well, and I had heard the Ginger Walker and the Give Back team were going to be bringing up all the items. And as you walked into the atrium there, you just kept coming and coming and coming.
Yeah.
It was, I remember getting goosebumps, just everybody, you had these bins that were just overflowing.
Yeah.
And it was really pretty spectacular. That really was my introduction to you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
because I had never met you.
No.
I had seen some of your team around mm-hmm. and had been around here in the building, but I didn't really know who they were.
I knew you about your Crocs. I mean, come on, Ted. Everyone knows you.
Everybody
for your Crocs.
Does. I know. And I'll wear them this year for the Carathon.
But you're not wearing them today, Ted.
I know. It's a long story. I saw you on Friday, and I got
know.
Mixed
it's
up.
Okay. It's okay.
But that was such a great thing, and so you've just continued on with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the cool thing was, if you can find a need in a community, why not help fill it? And so, you know, in talking to the hospital, because after that, we kind of connected with some people from Children's National and said, hey, can we continue to do this? Is this something that, you know, you think that the hospital would benefit from? And they were, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, what are the toys for? Well, when a child ends up in the hospital, it's unexpected, right? They don't go there with their favorite blanket or their favorite toy or the thing that comforts them the most, or if they're there for a holiday or a birthday. I mean, these are the kids that we're talking about, you know? And it's not just the little ones, it's also the teenagers. And so it's any child, and something that can comfort them, put a smile, going back to putting a smile on someone's face. If you can put a smile on their face, especially in spite of why they might be there, then why not? And the cool thing is this is our fourth year, and our community is amazing, and what they're wanting to do and how they're wanting to help us help the kids. And we want to fill that closet so it's full for the entire year with one drive. And how many kids go in and out of that hospital on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. So I feel like this is a big responsibility that we've decided to take on, and we want to overflow that closet. And we need the community's help to do that. And every year for 4 years, this is our fourth year, the community has showed up and helped, which is amazing.
In a second, we're going to go over all the places where people can drop things off. I remember being in your office last year, though, right before the Carathon. And your office was overflowing, just overflowing. You had a room that was just dedicated to just simply
the toys. Yeah, and it's not just toys. You know, the older kids, they need headphones and things like that. We can talk about that too. But it's amazing.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about where you can drop this off. Ginger Walker here with the Give Back Team, Coldwell Banker Elite, givebackteam.com, the overall website for Ginger and in what she does. Quick break, and we'll continue on this morning on News Talk 1230 WFEA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFEA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFEA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Ginger Walker in this morning from the Give Back Team with Coldwell Banker Elite. Ginger involved in the Give Back Team with Dr. Bear's Closet and B101.5's Carathon that comes up later this month. So, to be involved with Dr. Bear's Closet, where can I drop things off, Ginger?
Well, it's kicking off actually right now. This is the kickoff. Okay. So the drop-offs places will be my office, which is the Coldwell Banker Elite office in Stafford, right at 100 Parkway Boulevard. The B101.5 radio station, 1230, where we are right now.
South Stafford.
Yep, South Stafford. And so you can drop it off here. You can drop it off at CNF Mortgage, which it has actually moved. It's over by, it's not in the Farr building anymore. It's over by, I forgot what it's called, like the Kids Zone or something like that.
So okay.
CNF Mortgage, which is over in, Central Park. That's where they are.
Yeah.
And then Italian Station, which is in downtown Fredericksburg, which if you stop there, you got to get a cup of coffee because it's amazing.
Say hi to Anita.
Yes, say hi to Anita and get a pastry. So we've got those five locations. However, if you are a school or you are a location that would like to be involved, just reach out to me and definitely we'll add you to a drop-off station. We're going to be dropping off boxes to the five locations I just mentioned, but if you want to do any kind of a drive, like last year, Ted, we had two high schools in North Stafford. It was North Stafford and Mountain View High School. Mm-hmm. The cheerleading squads pit against each other.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw the videos, but
yeah,
they actually made videos.
It was.
Right? And they were like, you know, against each other saying, hey, we're going to collect more and this is what we're doing. And they collected a ton of toys, which was awesome. There's a student from Colonial Forge that collected toys. We had a Girl Scout last year that was collecting a ton of toys and did videos and was on Facebook. So if there's anyone out there that we can help support that wants to help support this, let me know because we would definitely like to promote you as well to be a location or a place or a person that will help pick up the toys.
I forgot about that because there was really, these schools got involved and these kids got involved and talk about energy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was phenomenal. And you know, that's the cool thing because some of these locations or people that wanted to jump in were the kids. They were teenagers. They were young students. And they were saying, you know what? I know someone who was in the hospital, or if this was me, you know, what would I want? That kind of thing. And so the stories that we've heard over the last three going into 4 years is amazing. And, you know, people who have been children in the hospital are now participating, you know, as adults now. They're wanting to give back, or they know someone that's got a child that's there. So the hospital has touched so many people in our area. And to be able to give back to them, you know, back to the hospital and to the kids that are there right now is huge. And there's so many people that want to be able to help. So we do have the 5 locations. So you can contact me again. It's the radio station where we're talking right now. My office in Fredericksburg, or there's one in Fredericksburg. There's also one in Stafford. That's where I sit. And then we've got, again, CNF Mortgage, Italian Station, and Healthy Beginnings Wellness and Aesthetic Center. But that doesn't mean that's the only places that you can go. So here's another thing. We did this last year. If you don't want to go to one of the locations, you can Amazon Prime whatever you want on the list to my office. We had people doing that last year.
Okay.
And it was like Christmas. I mean, it was like the Amazon Prime truck kept coming like every other day.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. So you can Amazon Prime off of the list, which the list is actually on my website. It's at givebackteam.com. And there's a full list, and we've been posting it on social media. So if you follow us on Instagram, you can follow me at The Real Ginger Walker or Official Give Back Team on Instagram. We have the list post on our stories, so you can find what the list is there. Key thing is for items is no plushy toys for kids, and they do have to be brand new, unused, and wrapped if possible.
And so, like you say, this is such an important thing. I know when my son was being treated for leukemia in the hospital, and just to be able to get these kinds of things and to have an option of, hey, here's some things, what would you like? It's huge.
It's huge. See, and that's it. You know, you have a story, right? Everybody somehow seems to be some way connected to Children's National Hospital.
Yeah.
You know, everybody that I've come across with the last 4 years of doing this, everyone knows someone. So it's an amazing opportunity to be able to give back to where, you know, these people were helped, which is amazing.
And that... When we first started doing the Carathon, I didn't realize the scope and just the, like you said, just everybody has a story or knows someone who's been touched. And since then, you'll hear all kinds of stories of someone sick. They're up at Children's right now, that kind of thing.
I mean, and here's the thing, you know, when you give money, which is great, you're gonna, and they've got the Carathon that's coming up. When is the Carathon? It's the
22nd and 23rd. Third, I think.
It's Thursday and Friday. You know, and there's going to be an amazing push to help financially because that's always a need. And I know every year, you know, we want to be able to say that you've gotten more, you know, every year for that hospital because there's always a need. And here's the thing with the toys, there's always a need with that too. So don't think like you can't do both.
Right.
Do both.
Yeah.
And you can actually start making the impact right now financially, because I know that the radio station, you have a donation button already.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we've started the toy drive. So you can drop off a toy or start sending things via the Amazon Prime way. And we're collecting, and we're going to be collecting through the 20th. So leading right up to the Carathon. And then at our location, my office at 100 Parkway Boulevard, we will be the last location to accept because we're going to be putting everything in the trucks at that point from my office and then caravanning it all up. So through the 20th, you can drop off.
How exciting is it when you go out there and out and drop it off?
I know.
They're always so grateful to get what the community has donated.
Well, and you know, the last couple of years because of COVID, you know, we can't go in the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, so we go to the loading docks, right?
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many people come out to help us.
I've seen some of the pictures and videos that you did last year.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. They stop and come out and meet us, and they're high-fiving us and they're thanking us, and you know, the toys just keep coming, and it's not because of me. It's because of everyone that's listening right now, right?
Yeah.
You all are the ones that are donating and contributing and creating a smile on a child's face. And so it is amazing. It's unfortunate that we can't go in the hospital like we did that very first year mm-hmm. to see, you know, see the actual impact and hear the bell. And, you know, and it gives me goosebumps thinking about that first time. But knowing when we're dropping off those toys where they're going, it makes my heart full.
And that's, Ginger, the whole thing about being able to give.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us know situations or you hear about situations, you think, I'd like to help. Here's a way you can. I mean, you know whatever toy that you're able to donate, that is going to be put to use.
It's going to go right in the hands of a child.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, up to the age of 18. So don't forget about the older kids. You know, we always, you know, when we're giving them and buying toys and things like that, we remember the younger ones.
You do, the Hello Kitty kinds of things.
Yeah, because, you know, it's cute little toys and things like that. But, you know, there are older kids that end up in there and, you know, they forget their iPod, I always get it wrong, earpods, AirPods.
It's always changing on us. I know.
You know, music or whatever, something that would attract, you know, be attractive for an older child too. And they are in need of, you know, gifts as well. And so there's a full list on our website. There's a full list also at on the hospital's website at Children's National. And, you know, anything that you're willing to contribute would just be simply amazing because the way that you can look at it is those are literally going into the hands of a child from our local area.
Exactly. No, I was thinking the same thing. You can know that's likely going to be a child from this area. Yeah. And what a great way, just between that and being able to contribute financially to the work of Children's National, a pretty cool thing that we're able to do. And the fact that you got involved in this and, you know, back 4 years ago decided, I think we're going to do this.
Yeah. It wasn't even a think. It was like, why isn't there something? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind of like I saw it on the website and I thought, well, what is this? Tell me about it. And I said, well, is there a drive for it? And the answer was no. And I said, well, guess what? There is now. Let's do this thing.
And it was the kind of thing that we'd been doing it for a few years and no one had thought about it.
Well, you were raising money, right? I mean, and that's super, super important. And this was just another layer of what, as a community, we could do to pull together to help. And the cool thing is now that I've done this, this is now our fourth year, of hearing of people who've been in the hospital and they talk about the toy that they got when they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them save it. Like, they still have whatever it was, you know, and they've like, that's a cherished memory.
Yeah.
And I do hear, Ted, that you might have some Barbie dolls. Someone said there might be some Barbie dolls.
I do have some Barbie dolls. Another show I'm part of. I have gotten Barbie dolls, and they will become they. Yes, I have. I've got a couple Barbie dolls for you.
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So you talk about raising money. This will be the year that we go over having raised $1 million.
That's incredible.
For all the years, which is something to be proud of.
Absolutely.
For the community, I'm talking about the community should be proud that they have contributed over $1 million to Children's National.
That's amazing.
It is. That shows
amazing.
This. We always talk about how giving this community is, and we just see time and time again. You see it all the time, too, with the things you do, the community stepping up when there is a need. And again, this is another situation.
Well, and this is not just a need right now. It's a need always, right? And so, you know, people, it's interesting because we're kind of coming into that season of giving, like people call it the season of giving when we hit, you know, Thanksgiving and people are thankful and they're kind of a little bit more family focused and, you know, the holidays and things like that. But this is a need that's constant. It's 12 months out of the year. So it's fantastic that it's happening right now. And I know, you know, the month of September, every month has a cause behind it. You know, there's different things. And I know that September happens to be, you know, pediatric
cancer awareness month.
You know, so there's a lot of different layers of, you know, what this month means. And so I think that this is just a perfect time to be able to kick off that season of giving, really, and opening people's eyes back to, hey, you know, this is something that our community definitely needs your help with. And it's both financially and with the toys.
Well, and you're involved in so many things, Ginger, but it's very cool that the thing is, I mean, Dr. Bear's Closet is really one of your things.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, and so here's the thing too. You know, I have two kids. I know you know. I've got two crazy nutball kids. One's in Syracuse and her second year, and my son is a junior at one of the local high schools here in Stafford. And you know, in growing up, my mom had always told me, and I kind of related onto them, that when Santa Claus comes, you need to leave a toy that's in really good condition. Has to have all its parts and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa's going to come and take it and give it to another child. And it's something you play with. It's something that you want. And you're going to pass that forward. And so my kids, when I started the Fill Dr. Bear's Closet, they were laughing at me. And they said, this is like the perfect thing for you to be doing. Because I always want to be able to put a toy in the hands of another child, you know?
Yeah.
And the goal is it has to be in great condition and something that you love because someone else will love it too. So now my kids are going shopping with me to go be able to buy some of the toys that they can help put in someone else's hands. So it's kind of a cool thing. It's like a full circle thing for me. And I love putting smiles on children's faces, no matter what age they are.
I hear so often about people, that's a great point of parents, take your kids along. Mm-hmm. And show them what right. it's like to yeah. give back to the community and how much fun you can have
yes.
doing that.
Yes.
It's not just like, they're doing that again. Let's right. we'll go get something. But let them pick it out and let them, you know talk about the whole give back thing.
Well, and the fun thing is, we do the back to school drive. The team does that. Mm-hmm. We do fill the backpacks yeah. for Stafford County Schools. And my son Cole was here this year. My daughter had already gone for college, but he and I took the list. And we went through a couple different stores. And I said, well, pick out what you would want. Don't pick out the cheapest thing. Don't pick out the ugliest thing because it's what's left. Pick out what you would want because you're buying it for someone just like you. And that's basically what I said to him. So because a lot of the older kids, the bigger kids' school supplies are a little more expensive sometimes. And so I said, let's buy for you right now, and the female version of you, because he's a boy. So yeah. pick out pink too, and then some other colors. But and we do that with the toy drive. Pick out the toys that you would want, because if this was you, how would you feel? And my son, he's a sweetheart. He's a tender-hearted kid, and I think he fills the cart with even more, than the plan was. And
yeah.
he is of that giving heart, and it's pretty cool because now he feels more connected to whoever it is that he's helping pick that toy out for. So it is a great lesson that you can help, teach your children in giving back or creating a method of kindness and knowing that this is going to go into the hands of maybe someone in my own community.
Yeah.
And I'm helping someone else out. And I'm doing it blindly. Nobody knows who I am, but I know it's going to make an impact. And that makes you feel good. And that's why I love bringing my kids along for stuff like this, because kindness matters, And being able to put maybe a blurrier face to a gift that you can give, knowing it's going to impact your local community, is just an amazing thing. So I love involving my kids, and I think it's a great opportunity to do that.
Kindness matters. It'd be great on a t-shirt.
Yes.
Ginger Walker, again, Ginger, run down where people can drop things off again.
Sure.
Your office and here.
Yep, my office, which is 100 Parkway Boulevard, the Coldwell Banker Elite Office. Healthy Beginnings Wellness and Aesthetic Center. It's right here in Fredericksburg. CNF Mortgage, which is right over in Central Park. And then Italian Station, which is in downtown Fredericksburg.
Dr. Bear's Closet for Children's National. Ginger Walker here with the Give Back team of Coldwell Banker Elite. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EB Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ginger Walker in with us this morning. Great stuff this morning. The Give Back team with Coldwell Banker Elite. We got a whole lot of other things to talk about, but Ginger, what you do with Coldwell Banker Elite, talk about that a little bit, because if someone's looking to buy or sell,
yeah.
Ginger Walker, Coldwell Banker Elite.
I love it. So yeah, we do. I mean, we live, work, and play in this area. And my office is right in Stafford. We do have a couple of offices around downtown Fredericksburg. But my team, Give Back team, what we do is we love to not only help our clients find the place to call home, or if they're transitioning out of the area, to help them sell it, but we love to partner with them in giving back as well. So we give back to the charity of our client's choice with each transaction. And we do work in the Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania, and we actually go all the way to Northern Virginia.
Yeah, I've seen you've got things on your website from Fairfax.
Yeah, actually today I got a closing for up in Loudoun County. And
okay.
So we do help a lot of military families that are moving from out of country, sight unseen purchases, things like that. So anything real estate related, we're happy to help, and know that if you do work with us, you are making an impact, because we do give back to the charity of your choice, which is pretty cool.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
And it's something, I've never heard and have not even heard since that, somebody does that.
We've been doing it. Well, I started in 2008, and I've always given back. It's just been part of what I do. And then when I started the team in 2018, Give Back Team became the name.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with like-minded women that want to do the same thing. So we believe in doing good things. That's kind of one of, that's one of our hashtags, actually, do good things. So that's what we believe in.
Well, and it's so interesting to get to know some of the members of your team. I mean, everybody, it's not something you just say. I mean, that's they live it, or I see it on their Facebook pages,
yep.
or I see them just in real life. This is more than just things that you all say.
Well, you know, to join our team, and actually I've got a couple people who are looking to join our team. So if you're in real estate and you want to talk about maybe joining a team like ours, mm-hmm. I'd love the opportunity to have that conversation. But for me, one of the key things is, everyone has a something, right? Everyone has a something that they believe in. And so we want to support that something. So for example, you know, a lot of us are fur baby mommies, and we just did the Stafford County Animal Shelter. We did clear the shelters. We paid for all the animals to be adopted. We bought the t-shirts for everybody.
That was amazing.
You know, and you know what? But the cool thing was the community jumped in too. There was some vendors that brought in like dog food for, you know, any dog that got adopted,
yeah.
or offered training lessons for the animals. I mean, the community supported it as well. So it was a super cool thing. And that's one of the things, we're fur baby mommies. And, you know, we all want to support the animal shelters. And so that's why we did that. We picked charities that also are very important to us as Give Back Team, you know, members. And mine is also ovarian cancer. This is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, ironically. So I lost my mom to that when she was young. And so that's something that I'm a big advocate of as well. So we try and support each other in what we, you know, the cause that is near and dear to our hearts as well. So you'll see us doing that in our own community too.
You mentioned your mom a little bit earlier, and we've talked before about the fact of, I mean, just even though she was taken early, what an impact she had, and how that impact lives on with what you're doing today, Ginger.
Yeah, I mean, she is why I am who I am, with no doubt, you know? And that's the thing I want to pass on to my kids, and I hope my kids pass on to them, is that
wow.
you can cause a ripple effect of kindness by doing one small good deed. Hold the door open. Smile as you walk down the street. You don't know what the other person's going through.
Yep.
You know, there's small little things. Pay for the coffee for the person behind you. You know, that pay it forward, pay it back. You know, you can do all kinds of little things to make an impact in someone's world, and you might not even realize it. And it can start with something as simple and as free as a smile.
You were doing another thing. It's just one thing after one thing after another with the Give Back Team with Coldwell Banker Elite. Ginger Walker here this morning. GBT gives back.
Yeah. So this is something, it's brand new for us this year. We've never done it before. And our goal is to impact 36 local charities. And so every month, the community, you, so we need your help on this. You nominate a local charity. So it has to be not, we prefer not to be like the American Red Cross, right? Because that's a big charity, or something that's national level. We want something that's going to impact our own backyard. And so the community has been nominating, and every month we have three local charities. We blog about them. We want you to learn about them. We want you to support them in any way in the future that you possibly can. But you also then can vote for them. So every month there's three new charities, and they're up for your voting. And whoever gets the most votes wins $500. We donate $500 to that charity. So our goal is to impact 36 local charities, 12 months, right? Mm-hmm. Three charities a month. And to not only make the impact by giving $500 to one of the three every month, but we want you to learn about them, because there are so many smaller charities that are here that I've known nothing about, and I've lived in the area 20 years.
Right. I deal with this kind of thing,
yeah.
and I figure there's not many that I don't know, and I have found there are a lot I don't know.
Well, there's new ones. So I'll give you an example. This month alone, we have three charities that are up for voting.
Okay.
So it's Strength and Honor Motorcycle Club, and that's a law enforcement motorcycle club for members. The members are someone who honorably served or has served or serving the armed forces or our country. They can be firefighters. They can be police officers. They can be from the military, but it's a motorcycle club, and they give scholarships back, and they support the community.
They are terrific, and I do know them, because he's going to be, Bryant's going to be in this
awesome.
Week. Great guy. They gave me a t-shirt. So
oh, those
I
are
look,
cool. Those are so
yes,
cool.
I look like I'm an...
You look tough.
I seemingly look like that, you know, I'm a biker.
I love it.
Yes.
With your Crocs on.
Yes. Of course the two go together.
But so here's the thing. Yeah. I never knew about that
charity.
Okay,
so right? I did know them.
So I did not know them. So I just learned about a new charity myself.
Oh, they're terrific.
Well, there's another one. It's called Community Passion. And this is actually a newer charity that just started in 2021.
Okay.
And it's to engage the local students in bettering the community. They want to make a positive impact through hosting and raising awareness through various service projects. There were four high school students that saw a need in our community. They were doing community service projects. They wanted more kids to be able to do community service projects. So they actually started a charitable organization where they can help other students make a positive impact in their community.
Interesting.
Which is super cool.
Never heard of them.
So it's brand new.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are creating a ripple effect. Like they're getting other kids involved, which is amazing.
Yes.
So Community Passion. And then the last one is Leave No Pause Behind. And it's a nonprofit and it's dedicated to assisting military families with pet transportation. And I lived overseas of my husband's government. We had two dogs that we moved with. And I will tell you, that's not always the easiest of processes. It's scary to let your pets go. And it's a little expensive.
Yeah.
So this is something where, you know, if a military family has to go overseas or coming back, you know, it's helping support their entire family. And that's their fur babies included. So those are the three charities that we have up for voting right now. So you can go to givebackteam.com/vote. You can vote once a day per email and vote for the charity that speaks near and dear to your heart. And they may be the one that's going to get the $500 at the end of the month.
$500 for a charity. Is
it's a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot. And here's the thing, because you know me well enough, Ted, that I can't, even though we're blogging and we're talking about the charities and we're raising awareness, I can't let somebody lose. I don't want somebody to feel like they've lost, right?
Right.
But there is only one winner for the 500 every month. Although last 2 months ago, we had a tie. We actually had a tie.
A tie?
A tie. I couldn't believe it. And I gave both charities $500.
Okay.
So both of them won.
Yeah.
Right? But then there's the third charity and they didn't win. But everybody is going to win something. So stay tuned to the end of the year because we are going to do something special where everybody is going to win. But it's still super important for you to be voting right now for the charity of your choice each month. So get on our website and vote, because you're definitely going to make an impact in one of these charities winning $500.
This is such a cool thing, and it's been going on all year. And I remember last December when you kind of unveiled this, and I just thought what a great thing. And especially in these days, too, charities need – you're not only giving them money, you're giving them a platform to get the word out.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. So, you know, I think it was month one or month two of doing this. One of the charities said – and I think I might have mentioned this before. But one of the charities said, I'm not promoting my being here anymore, like, you know, as one of the charities. And I said, well, why? And she said, well, because I read what one of the other charities is all about. And I don't think we're deserving of it. And I want all my support to go to them.
Huh.
How crazy and amazing is that? Like, she didn't feel worthy enough when she read about the blog that we did about the other charity.
So she said,
I'm not promoting us anymore. I'm promoting them.
Huh.
How crazy and amazing is that?
Isn't that cool?
So that's why at the end of the year, I want to be able to put all of these amazing people in the room, because something else happened. I did do that. We put two charities in the room at the same time, one month, the next month.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up meeting because we did the back-to-back presentation. And they ended up not only meeting and connecting, but they're now helping each other out, because their charities both have synergy where one charity can help the other. And that's now they're working, they're collaborating. So it is pretty cool to be the connection between all of these amazing things.
Oh, Ginger, that is so you, though, of getting people together and doing things. And so, that is. And that's been the great thing about GBT Gives Back and how you've been promoting it every month and just getting the word out. I've done shows with some people that I did not know existed before GBT Gives Back.
Well, and if you do know of a charity, and it's a local charity to the Northern Virginia, you know, we've actually got someone from, a little further west from Spotsy, but it's okay. It's a local charity. We want to support them. And obviously, if our local community wants to support them, we do too. So please go to nominate. Go nominate a charity. It's GBT Gives Back is the program. It's givebackteam.com/nominate. And to vote, it's /vote. Because these charities need their voice heard. And that's really what this is all about. We'll be blogging about them, talking about them on social media. And we really just want the opportunity to give them the exposure. Because if they are a smaller charity, they may not be as well known. Like for me, I didn't know about Strength and Honor Motorcycle Club, and now I do.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm talking about them on the radio. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to be able to give these charities a platform and a voice. And look, Community Passion, brand new charity, local students in our area that created it. Yes, of course I want to promote them. I want to talk about them.
Students doing that. I mean, you just did. It's great to hear that kind of thing now happening.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing is happening because of these, because of the Give Back Team and because of students seeing what's possible.
Yeah. Well, and here's the cool thing, too. I'm presenting a check, I think, today or tomorrow to Colonial Forge High School. Their DECA club is, they won. They're going to be receiving $500, and they are a charitable organization. So look within your schools, too, because you might have an actual registered organization that's a charitable organization within your school that you can nominate as well. So don't forget about them because they need the money, too.
Kindness matters.
Kindness matters.
Ginger Walker, Give Back Team, Coldwell Banker Elite here this morning. Quick break, and we'll come back and again talk about Dr. Bear's Closet and how you can get involved with that and Children's National on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We've done these shows, Ginger Walker, on a number of days, but I think I like doing them with you on a Monday, especially on a cloudy, kind of overcast, rainy Monday, because you're so upbeat and everything. The rest of the day, it's going to be great.
But guess what, Ted? It's Tuesday.
I know.
It feels like a Monday,
though.
It does
feel like a Monday, though.
Yes.
I know.
But I do, too, because you know why? Yes, putting a smile on someone's face, especially on a gloomy day, is the best thing you could do.
Yeah.
That's the way, I mean, absolutely, that's the way you could start the day off, for sure.
It is. It's a great lesson that you go into, whether it's a Monday or whatever the first day of the week is.
It feels like a Monday.
It does feel like a Monday.
You know what? Now, I'm going to be off all week. Whenever it's a holiday on a Monday,
I know.
I'm always messed up. Like, I feel like today should be Monday, for sure. So I'll be working on Saturday as a Friday.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Anyway, it's been great to have you here and running through all of this. Again, Dr. Bear's Closet is up and running, and now is the time.
Now is the time. Please start donating now, because you know what? As we start getting donations, we're going to start posting them, and so it becomes infectious. When people start seeing the toys, people want to start donating the toys, or they start seeing what we're getting, and then they'll go to the list, and they'll get some stuff that they're not seeing in the picture. So please start dropping them off today. I will say that I know for the radio station and for my office, we are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that you need help with getting picked up over the weekend or something like that, that we can make arrangements, we certainly will help do that. But you can also, don't forget, Amazon Prime, because they will drop it right to my office and we'll put it right in the box for you.
What an easy way to do it.
Super easy.
Yeah.
And you can pick right off the list. It's not hard to do, and just send it right to the 100 Parkway Boulevard address with my name on it, and I'll get it, and I will definitely add it in. And if you put your name on it too, we're going to give shout outs and thank yous as much as we can. So if you're going to drop stuff off, if you've got a big haul to drop off, let us know, because if we can meet you and take a picture with you, we'd love to do that too and give you a shout out on social.
Oh, it's a great way to be able to give back to the community.
Yes.
In such a way. Because even if you don't have ties to Children's National, probably somebody you work with or go to church with or live near does.
You'd be amazed. Like, I personally, I don't, my children are healthy, thank goodness, and I've never had to use their services. But when I started doing this, now I know, I like, probably 25 people in my circle have had a direct connection to the hospital. Either their child's been there, their cousin's been there, they've been there. I mean, it's really one of those kind of things where when you start talking with people, it's amazing what the impact of this hospital has had on our local community.
And they're now in the Fredericksburg, they're out Mary Washington now, and so some of the, a lot of times families aren't having to go up there. They can do some things
right here,
right
in our
here
backyard,
in Fredericksburg. So.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. But I mean, you know, the DMV area just in general, the impact that the hospital has. But I mean, I just, like, clients of mine that have been patients of the hospital. And the cool thing about the hospital, too, is once you're a patient, you're always a patient, which is a pretty special thing. And it's a club that I'm grateful that I my children are not part of. But I'm grateful for if they needed that as a service. That is an amazing hospital. Amazing. So why wouldn't you want to support that, right? I mean, those are our youngest people. Those are our littlest people. let's help them. Yeah. And let's help them by supporting them financially and with a toy.
We are so fortunate to have a Children's National, in our case, right in our backyard. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, no, and like you said, once you're there, you're there. I know people locally that have had kids there, and they still, when they're up in D.C., will sometimes go by there just to see some of the doctors, some of the nurses that they still are close with.
So one of my friends, her son, we lived overseas for a few years, and her son was diagnosed with Duchenne's. And in part, that's how I completely flipped my business model when we moved back from living overseas, ironically. Mm-hmm. And they visited Children's, and he unfortunately has passed as a result of a surgery in Duchenne's. But, you know, the nurses and the staff and the doctors that make that impact in their life is unbelievable. They are their lifeline. They are their support team. And the kindness that is shown by that staff to the family members and to the patient it's unbelievable. It gives me goosebumps. And I heard that from my friend firsthand experiences. So, you know, it's not just another hospital. It's really a special place. And I was fortunate that very first year that I did Dr. Bear's Closet with you all to be able to go into the hospital to see the bell that they ring, you know, the actual closets, because there's more than one, where they're putting the toys and where the coloring books are going and things like that. And I mean, if I could paint the picture of what that hospital looks like inside and what one thing that you could donate could do for a child, I mean, it's unbelievable. And the money that you're helping to raise as doing the Carathon as a radio station is just incredible. So if you have the opportunity to be able to send a toy or send a dollar or send 10, mm-hmm. you know, anything will help. Mm-hmm. And being able to actually see the hospital and hear from a friend of mine the direct impact that it has, it just makes me want to do more. I mean, really, it just makes you want to do more. So thank you to everyone who's listening to this and anyone who is contributing or wanting to contribute or help. And if there's anything I can do to help you make that possible, please don't hesitate to reach out. You know, if you need information, direction, someone to pick something up, we're happy to do that.
You've made it very, very easy, especially the Amazon Prime option.
Who doesn't Prime?
Right. And how easy is that?
I mean, and you have plenty of time to do that, too, because we're collecting through the 20th of August. So plenty of time to look at the list, kind of come up with
September.
You know, what's September?
September, 20th of September.
Did I say August?
Yes. We're in September now. I thought it was Monday.
Yes.
I thought it was Monday. You thought it was August.
It's a Monday in August, everyone. I'm just kidding. No, that's so funny. No, but it's my birthday month. How did I not know it was September? Goodness gracious. But no, the 20th of September. So you've got plenty of time. And, you know, look at the list. And whatever you feel like you can financially contribute would be amazing, because the smallest thing could still make the biggest difference.
Ginger Walker, Give Back Team, Coldwell Banker Elite, again, Dr. Bear's Closet. Look for how you can donate to that. And also GBT Gives Back. Ginger, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Dad.
That's it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.